How often do you go to the doctor? And if you do, do you often just go for a chat? I've got an auntie that goes to the doctor every single day and walks away disappointed that the doctor tells her there's nothing else wrong with her than what she had last time she came to the doctor. I mean, she's in her 80s, so she's got a few ailments here and there. But once upon a time, and I'm talking many, many years ago, the role of the parish priest was the person you went to if you had issues that you needed to discuss. Are we now transplanting that role onto our GP? To talk to us more about this concept, we're joined by our patient experience consultant, Shelley Thompson. G'day, Shelley.
Hi, Stephen.
Look, I guess when you say, is our GP a physician or a priest, we're not really talking from a religious perspective. It's more about that parish counsellor type role, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And as you said, when you look back at the days before there were effective treatments, there was little else on offer, really. A doctor provided pastoral support, if you like, listening and advice to people. And that's, I think, how they gained a status, is important members of the community, just as a parish priest would have too.
In your experience, are we seeing a return to those days? Are we seeing an increase of people just going to the GP for a chat rather than treatment?
Well, I think the GP is subject to a variety of things, of roles, if you like, for different people. And one of those is definitely as a trusted friend, or perhaps even a detached professional, or just someone to talk to in times of woe, or just when you're having a pretty tough sort of time, as well as obviously the medical issues that people might attend the GP for.
Are we seeing, one thing that I've noticed is that, I mean, when I was younger, we went to the same doctor every time. That particular doctor's been struck off since then, but that's beside the point. But you generally had a family doctor in those days, where people now just tend to go to whoever's available at the 24-hour clinic. What sort of impact is that having on these relationships?
I think it has an enormous impact. If you do think back, one of the most rewarding things for a GP is that long-term relationship. You know, last week I actually went to a retirement party for a GP, and she indicated to me one of the most rewarding parts of her professional life was the fact that she had seen multiple generations of the same family grow up, have children of their own, and become grandparents, in fact. So, you know, three or four generations. And she said that that was one of the most rewarding things. And I think if you're a GP, you're genuinely in the practice of caring. And I think that that's one of the big things that they get out of it. So I think as patients, if we don't have that long-term relationship, I think both of us are losing out.
Is there a point where it becomes a little bit overbearing, though, and becomes a hindrance to the doctor's operation, so to speak?
I don't think so. The only time I can think that is when you, perhaps as a GP, if you're not prepared to make decisions because of the long-term relationship. If for example, as you know, some patients get elderly, one of the roles of the GP is to determine whether those people should maintain a driver's license. And
yeah,
perhaps
okay.
If you've got a long-term relationship with somebody, you'd be reluctant perhaps to take that ability away from somebody. And I suspect in that case there could be a hindrance. But I think on the whole, most GPs are extremely professional and they play a very responsible role in people's lives.
The other thing I'm thinking of too, I saw a story on television the other day about doctor shopping for a particular very, very serious opioid painkiller.
Mm.
The greater that relationship, the less opportunity of that type of thing happening it would be too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I think it must be incredibly hard for a GP to see new patients all the time, to try and quickly assess whether, particularly in the opiate example you've just given, to assess whether those people are genuine or whether they are shopping around. And there's a lot of scrutiny for GPs now about prescribing drugs of that nature, addictive drugs, and, you know, there's potential loss of license for them. So they would be erring on the side of caution, and that certainly would affect the relationship that they're trying to build.
In what's your advice to somebody that's out there looking for a GP that they can build this kind of relationship with?
Yeah, I think the GP is, in some respects, someone who is playing a pastoral role. You know, one of their key roles is to be a good listener, and that's something perhaps you should be looking for in a GP. They need to be interested in what you've got to say as a patient. And I do think that they need to be human. You know, patients value that the most. Certainly in a study that's been conducted recently about patients and their expectations of what they have of GPs, they place support only second to that explanation of what the problem is. And so support is very high on the list of what a patient is looking for. And that indicates a very strong need for empathy. And in this sort of pastoral care role, if you like, it's not just valued, but it is expected by patients. And I think that the patient should be looking for that quite actively when they're looking for a long-term GP.
Shelley, I'm glad I'm in radio and not working as a GP. It sounds all too hard for me.
It is a pretty tough role, and I think, you know, for doctors, their role is changing. There's a lot of automation, you know, artificial intelligence, robotic surgery. There's a lot of replacement of their traditional role, but I think that personally is very exciting, because I think doctors get to focus on the human elements of care, and I think that's when they shine.
Yeah, well said. Shelley, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Stephen.
Shelley Thompson, patient experience consultant. Tell me, what's your experience? Have you found a doctor that you're comfortable with? Or are you one of these people that just goes to a clinic and hopes for the best? Let me know. 13 27 10.